My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Yes, hands all over you, all over Monday. Welcome to Snacky Tunes. I'm one half your host, Terry Diabolic, finger on the pulse, and I'm staring at the guy in the t-shirt. It's a t-shirt day for both of us. It's been a while.
We both have animals on them.
DJ Never Forget, welcome. Welcome back. 2 weeks.
Like that.
We had a good time in Switzerland. What's up to Jan, best host in the world. And to Sun Cafe, the only Thai food brothel I've ever been to in my entire life.
I've been to a few.
Oh, you've been to a few?
Yeah, I've been to a few. We have a great show today. And we actually have, I feel like it's the, I know it was only 2 weeks off, but it's, you know, at the beginning of the fall show and the fall programming. We have a lot of live music coming up in the next...
Coming at you live.
I wouldn't say it like that, but we have a lot.
How would you say it?
I just said, we have a lot of live music coming up. We have a lot of great food events coming up.
Oh my God, so many food events.
And, you know, we're 3 days from fall. No, more than that.
What's the 21st, right?
21st, we're a little bit longer than that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Emily here is nodding her head. Emily, you know, I know it's your first time on the radio, so just speak up whenever. Get in the mix.
Okay, sounds
good. We have Emily here from Love Fooding. I can't believe it's been a year. It's been a year since the PS1 event.
Yeah, definitely. And it's the third year this year.
Third year. So, Emily, for those who don't know what Love Fooding is, what is Love Fooding?
Basically, it's like a restaurant guide that started in France over 11 years ago. And it used to come with the radio station magazine called Nova, Radio Nova. And it's like... It used to play like a good mix of jazz and hip hop, so it was like really independent and underground. And so that at first, like the guide would come with the radio station magazine, and then to become independent, we started having events. But there was always a huge music part in our events. And like 3 years ago, we arrived in New York and we started doing these events at PS1. And here we are now.
Here we are. But you're not there now.
Yeah. So, what's changed?
What's changed?
Well, basically, the two first years we were doing the events at PS1 was like massive parties, like for about 2,000 people, basically. And this year we're doing two events, and it's completely different, a lot smaller. The first one is going to be on Saturday. It's called the Campfire Session.
Tell us about it. What is it?
Well, the whole idea is just to have like musicians and chefs cooking together.
What?
Yeah. Well, it's just like we feel like chefs are becoming such huge rock stars, and like so many musicians are big foodies as well, so it's good to have them work and create something together. So we're going to have, for example, James Murphy cooking with Iñaki Espitarteg, a Basque chef.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And then two other duos, like this guy, Dante Gonzalez from Dante Fried Chicken.
Love Dante.
Yeah, well, he has this food truck, and he's going to cook with
Is he
Lucina.
Driving out here?
Sorry?
Is he driving the truck out here from LA?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's driving it, but he's coming to New York for the event, so it's going to be fun. And he's cooking with Musina. She worked with Common, and like, okay. Yeah, okay. She's a cool indie pop singer. And then third duo is like Wiley Dufresne and Andrew.
Wait.
Wow.
Hold on a second.
Wiley Dufresne and Andrew?
Yeah.
First off, we love Andrew.
Yeah, that's quite the pairing.
It's quite a good lineup, I think. Yeah.
What are they making?
I'm not sure what they're making. It's like pretty new that Andrew is actually cooking with them, so we didn't know until like last week or something.
Is it Wiley going to dress like Andrew and Andrew?
I wish.
and so this is from 6 to 9 on Saturday?
From 6 to 10.
6
actually,
to 10 on Friday. Yeah. And unfortunately, it's sold out, correct?
It's sold out, yeah. And it's going to be super cool. Like two concerts from Aniel Khatib and this Norwegian guy, Sondre Lerche.
Oh, I love Sondre Lerche. We were in one of his music videos.
That's cool.
Remember?
And so is this one of those now food events... Are kind of like sometimes like, you know, it's 6 to 10, but you can show up at 8. Is this something that you want to be at for the entire 4 hours?
Yeah, definitely, because there are also some DJ sets. So like, for example, at the end, it's going to be a huge party. Like Nancy Wang from LCD is going to DJ, and DJ Midi as well.
Oh,
so
my God.
Yeah, you want to be there the whole time because there is so much stuff going on, like food, drinks, concert, DJ sets.
I guess what I know, what I'm doing Saturday afternoon.
And then so the following weekend...
Yeah, we're doing another event the following weekend, which is completely different. It's a 52-hour pop-up restaurant.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
I don't understand. What do you mean? It's going to be the same chef for 52 hours?
No. It's 13 different chefs from like all over the world, and they're going to come and have like a 4-hour dinner service. And the whole idea is to have each chef uses a bit of stock from the former chef's menu. So it's called the Exquisite Corpse, like the game, you know, when you draw like something.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And yeah, the whole idea is to have this in an art gallery in Chelsea. And basically you can choose to like have dinner at 5 a.m., which is quite different from what people usually do. So it's going to attract like a lot of different people, not only foodies. And I think we're working on some cool music twists as well for the nighttime services. So yeah, that should be fun. I mean, I can't tell who's going to DJ for now, but...
Oh, you can't?
Not secrets? Now. Yeah. We still have to confirm, but we'll know in a couple of days, I think.
And there are still tickets available for the Exquisite Court.
Definitely. And part of the tickets are reversed to Action Against Hunger because of San Pellegrino is sponsoring the whole thing. So that's how we can make it a charity event as well. And yeah, you can definitely buy some tickets for this event.
Okay, so how about this? We're going to take a quick music break. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Nikola Nislev. I don't even know. This
unpronounceable name.
Unpronounceable chef. And then we'll talk about some of the menus that are coming up and some of the exciting things. And then a little bit more about Lafooding. How's that sound?
Sounds cool.
And later on in the show, we will be having Light Asylum playing live.
Yeah, we started off with Nights and Weekends. That was the first song.
So we're very excited to have them in studio. They get their whole setup in here, which is really great.
Yeah, so we're going to start with... one of my new favorite songs from one of my favorite French artists, M83. Yes.
French?
Isn't he French?
I'm not sure. I didn't think so.
I thought he was French.
I think he's French.
Yeah, you probably know.
Well, look, anyway, it's the new single off the new album, Hurry Up, We're Dreaming, Midnight City. I think it's been on everybody's playlist for the last few weeks. Listening to Snacky Tunes, heritageradionetwork.com. Here we go. We'll be right back. All right.
Midnight fade all the way out.
Well, naturally, yeah. Why not? That's just Midnight City by M83. Great. Was that a track of the end of summer, or is that a fall track? What do you think?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it came out midsummer, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's when I got it.
Oh my God, you're like...
No, I'm just saying. Amazing. So I think it's like, it's your own preference.
Okay.
But you're listening to Snacky Tunes. We're your host, Finger on the Pulse. We have Emily from The Food Inc., who's doing a great job at on her first radio interview.
Thank you.
And we are going to talk about the Exquisite Corpse Dinner coming up next weekend. And where can you actually buy tickets for that?
On Le Grand Food Inc.'s website.
Le Grand Food Inc.
Yeah, Le Grand Food Inc.
Greg,
well, that's just... hey, that's the American version of it.
No, I think your accent's a little bit better. So explain to us, again, what the Exquisite Corpse is and who... And I can't pronounce his name, but who the special chef is?
Yeah, I can't pronounce his name either. Well, the Exquisite Corpse, it's like a concept that was invented in the 1930s by the surrealist artist. And I'm sure, like, you've played that. You know, you take a piece of paper, draw something, pass it to someone else, he draws something else, and then it creates, like, some collective artwork. And it's fun. It's, like, a bit absurd. And we want to do that through food as well.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the whole idea is just to have, yeah, the chefs, like, the only rule they have is to use a bit of stock from the former chef's menu, like that. It seems that they work hand in hand or something.
And have they, now is this a collaboration? Have chefs talk to each other? Have you set up chefs? Like, how has it worked so far? Or how are chefs been communicating with each other?
Well, they saw, like, each other's menu, and some of them really played the game and tried to use some elements of, like, the former chef's menu, like Hugues Dufour. He really tried to do that. And, I mean, it's funny. They really like to, yeah, make it a game. Like, he's going to dress up to cook with Carmelini. Like, he's going to dress up in a tuxedo.
And, so awesome.
Yeah.
And that sold out as well, right?
Yeah, this one, it sold out really, really quickly.
Which one?
The one with the guy from M. Wells and the guy from La Canda Verde.
Yeah.
Duh.
See.
Sold out. And then, so what is the concept of this, or who is Nicolai Nesle-Fieux-Mardicora?
I think you did a great job.
Yeah, I think,
that
I think,
sounds pretty good.
I went to college. What can I say?
Yeah.
What can I say? What's the concept? Who is the chef who makes love at 7 p.m.?
Well, he's just the master chef, like a composite of all the 13 chefs from all over the world. That's why he has like this crazy background, being raised in a Maltese orphanage or something. Like, we really invented this guy, and he has a whole story. He has a face, like his glasses are from Massimo Bottura, like the earrings are from another chef, and you know, like, we created a new character.
And what style of love does he make? Is it little Wiley, little Harold?
The what, sorry?
The style love he makes, is that a composite as well?
Yeah, well, we'll see.
We'll see.
How many, are there tickets still available for that?
For the love making.
For the love making.
Yeah,
you have to line up. I guess
that's the 7 p.m. seating.
Yeah.
Probably.
On the face?
Oh, God. So let's talk about some of the chefs that are coming in. We have chefs, it's from all over the world, which is very exciting. I'm not even going to talk about September 23rd because that's beyond sold out. But, you know, I think the one that we're going to go to is the Armand Arnal, the 5 a.m. September 24th one.
Yeah.
And you said the 5 a.m. seating is not to be one to miss out on. You said it's an exciting... talk to us about the 5 a.m. service.
I mean, it's just like so... People don't have dinner at that time, and we've been doing this in France and in Paris, and all our friends have been coming to the 5 a.m. service and love it because you have a real dinner and not a, like, bad pizza or a bad hamburger somewhere on the street, and it's like an actually like 4-course meal, and you get drunk as well. So it's like it's
or continue drinking.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, yeah,
exactly.
I don't think that it's like
an after party.
Yeah, basically. I don't think I'm gonna get up at like 4 to get there. I think I'm just gonna be
no.
Up.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, like, yeah, an after party. I think that's why it's gonna be great.
So, and how's the turnover gonna be? I mean, because it's really, I guess you have an hour in between each seating,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's 40 people per
Per service, yeah.
Who are you looking forward to eating food from?
Me? Do you think I'm going to try like all the 13 chefs?
Are you not going to?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Do I have to? It's going to be a marathon.
Is a marathon. Do you plan on staying up for all 48 hours?
I think, yeah. We have to, like, I'm probably going to nap somewhere in a room next to the...
On a empty bottle of wine?
Yeah.
With some chef pants?
Well, yeah, I have to be up for the 52 hours or 48 hours for sure.
That's so nuts.
Yeah, and I want to try, let me see, which one do I really want to try? I tried them well already. The food from Hugues Dufour was amazing. I'm really looking forward to try the chef that I don't know, actually, like Anna Ross, like the 9 a.m. seating.
Yeah, the Anna Ross one.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Maybe I'll stick around. Maybe we'll eat from 5 to 8 a.m.
Exactly.
Take a nap, eat from 9 to 12.
That's what I'll be doing, basically.
Amazing.
Well, Emily, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Is there a Twitter or anything like that? Or is there just legrandfooding.com for tickets?
Yeah, I think legrandfooding is the one to go to.
And if you can scalp some tickets for this weekend, you know, go for it. You can try to. But, all right. Well, thank you for coming. We look forward to seeing you this weekend and next weekend. And sorry that Anna couldn't make it out.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she's...
Shout out to Constance, who's on her way over.
Sounds oh, Constance good,
yeah.
is coming?
She's yeah, coming.
Yeah, she's coming, yeah.
This weekend or just next weekend?
No, this weekend she'll be here.
Great, fantastic. The gang's all back together.
Can you say that in French, Greg?
The gang is with something.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so what do you have? What are you going to be playing?
So Much Love by Fred Legan.
And then we have Light Asylum live in studio. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. If you like this show, go back and check out our podcasts.
What? You just really sold if you like this show.
I do like this show.
Can I do it better than you?
Yeah.
If you want to hear about LeFooding's last year event, check out our archive for when Anna was and Constance were on last year.
And Midnight Magic played live.
Why? Okay.
Yeah, they did play live.
Oh, that's right. They did play on that show.
Yeah. So they played live on that show, and it was fantastic. You can just go to iTunes and search Snacky Tunes.
Awesome. Oh, and big shout out to Abby in the Virgin Free Fest.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Patty Smith
killed it.
Killed it. Luck killed it. Right?
No.
Okay.
Get the joke.
Here we go. So Much Love. Original club mix. Here we go. All right. So much love to give.
That's a really nice fade out.
Oh, I mean, it's just I'm just turning the volume off my iPod. Don't don't task me with doing the music and then.
I mean, I'd like to give you tasks and then critique you on
brothers,
them.
Brothers,
twins.
Oh my God!
If you listen to all the shows, it literally sounds
like.
Hey,
are you a DJ?
I'm sorry. What are you guys doing here? We're in the middle of a, we're in the middle of an argument.
We have a house meeting right now.
We're Light Asylum.
We're Light
you
Asylum.
Invited
Light
us
Asylum.
Here.
Welcome. This is our.
Thank you.
We're gonna. I know it's not fall technically, but this is our first fall show.
It's the post. It's post Labor Day.
End of summer.
So why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Bruno.
Shannon F. and Bruno C. Welcome to the show. For
thanks.
The listeners who are not aware of your magic, why don't you give them a little bit of background on who you are or how you came to be?
Bruno and I, we met while touring with some friends in a band called Bunny Rabbit. And that was about, how long has it been now?
4 years ago, 2007.
Yeah. And we bonded while we were stuck in a minivan together. Bruno was performing in Bunny Rabbit, playing guitar, and also doing like his solo project, Bruno and the Dreamies. And I was with a friend, invited to come along after having already been on tour a bunch. But get back in the van and as the Pumpster and Derriere. And just a funny little booty bass thing. So anyway, we bonded over music interests, and I was like, we should play some music together sometime. It took a couple of years for me to not be touring with Chick Chick Chick, and now I'm just focused on this, and Bruno joined the band like 2 years after I had started it. We've never looked back, and this is the perfect permanent incantation of Light Asylum.
It's a magic themed episode today. All incantations. So I know that you have a big, Shannon, large background in the Brooklyn Museum. We talked how I saw you sing at that magical celebration TV on the radio Union Hall show.
The hottest show ever.
Yeah, in the back
Union
of
Pool?
Yeah. Union Pool.
Union Pool,
did
yeah.
I say Union Hall?
Yeah.
Which is where you played on Friday, so. Too many unions. Bruno, what is your... have you from here or where are you from?
I grew up in New Jersey, not too far away, yeah.
Awesome.
Dirty Jers.
Dirty Jers?
Where do you represent? The North, the Middle, the South?
North.
North?
Yeah. Are you a Flyers fan?
What?
The answer is no.
Are you a Devils fan?
Oh, New Jersey Devils? No, I'm not a hockey fan, sorry.
Just say you're a Flyers fan.
I'm a Flyers fan.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Just lost some fans.
Yeah. You know, why don't we get a song in?
Or gain some fans.
Because I know that we want to get you guys alive. And they have a great setup in here.
New York.
We continue to like redefine what type of live setup we can do in here. Now I know we can do a bunch of synths.
Really pushing the boundaries.
Yeah.
It's a really nice shack you guys got here.
Yeah, this is it's shipping containers actually.
Honestly, if these two shipping containers were my apartment, I wouldn't be mad.
No, I wouldn't either. It'd be yours and it's the future.
I'd put a little shower over here.
Nice.
And the water would be heated from the roof.
I'm a really good subletter if you should ever need a subletter.
We can just build like bunk beds.
Looking
like, right
for
into the
someone
walls.
To fill out one half a shipping container. Brooklyn, obviously.
Yeah. $1,000 a month, utilities not included.
What? No. I'm actually looking for a permanent place to live. So if there's anybody out there who knows of a good place and they're
just
not psycho
yeah.
and
you
they want to share
what's
space.
What's the Twitter? They can tweet at you.
Light Asylum.
All right.
Tweet at Light. And she'll probably be on the road, which is a benefit.
Yeah, but I might need a subletter. Depends on how cheap it is. If it's really cheap, then I won't need to get a subletter.
Do you do early morning breakfast and serenading?
Sure, for a decrease in rent.
Awesome. I do that, breakfast and serenading. All right, so what's the first song we're playing?
Dark Allies. Dark Allies!
Yeah! All right, Dark Allies, Light Asylum Live on Snacky Tunes.
You're alone in this world.
right.
Whew, whew.
Got real.
Gets a little warm in the shipping container.
I smell funny.
That was great. What was that song called?
Dark Allies.
So you just said that you were looking for a subletter. Where did you come back from?
We spent the summer... Hi, if you just started listening, we're Light Asylum.
Oh, yeah, this is Light Asylum, I'm sorry.
From Brooklyn, New York. I'm going to take your jobs.
Yeah, take my... Yeah, it's cool. All I do is just eat pizza, really.
Yeah. Does it pay?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, just in case this doesn't work out. But yeah. I think it's going to work out.
I think it's going to work out. Okay.
We just came back from spending the summer in Berlin, actually.
Ooh.
Hi to all of our Berlin peeps. Breaking the Deutsch. Miss the hell out of you.
How is Berlin?
It's amazing.
I know everyone goes there. Is it as cheap as they say it is?
You know, like everywhere, it's amazing that it's like affecting even the other countries. But the it's just like homogenized everywhere, and there's gentrification everywhere.
Yes.
What was the?
It's world domination.
What did you eat when you were out there?
Lots of margarita pizzas and. Kebabs.
Shawarma.
Lots of shawarma.
Yeah.
There's something about...
Schnitzel?
Actually, they're called Bratwurst? Donners. Or
yeah,
donors.
There's something about like the European doner that just... somehow I don't understand how they can't recreate it in the States. I don't know what it is.
There's good doner kebabs here in the States.
Not like...
Yeah, I think it's better there. There's like... The bread is different.
Bread's different.
I mean, there's probably good ones here, but it's probably like to get like a European doner, it's like $10 as opposed to the... You know,
it's
the
like €2.
The €2 out there, like the massive.
There's something about that European white sauce. It's better than the American white sauce.
Like I think when I was there for New Year's in Berlin, like I had Donner for like our New Year's Eve dinner just because it was so delicious.
How many? what's the largest German beer you had when you were there? How many ounces? 64, 72?
Well, not this time, but other times traveling across Germany. Go to the famous Brauhaus.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The one in Williamsburg wants to be, but, like, seriously, I don't know. Like, what is that?
A liter. No, it's more. It's 750 milliliters.
Okay, so, it's like a 2-liter beer, it's, like, as big as your head.
2-liter beer?
It's, like, as big as your head and a heavy... It's like a workout.
Like, yeah, but is it, like, a two-hand lift type
situation?
Yeah,
for real. Seriously.
That'd be so the double beer mug.
How embarrassing would it be if like you couldn't lift your beer mug? You're like, yeah. I was like, yeah, oh yeah, sure. And you're like, I'm.
That's why I have straws.
Oh yeah, you drink your beer with a straw. Who drinks beer with a straw?
Well, when you can't lift a 2-liter beer sign, you don't have any options. But Berlin was cool. Did you guys go anywhere else in Europe?
Yeah, we actually got to play. I booked a show with some heroes. Of ours, actually, Bruno and I bonded over this band. When I asked him if he knew who the Clan of Zymox was, he was like, "I've never met anybody who knew who the Clan of Zymox was." And I was like, "Cool, we'll play with them someday." And so we did in Leipzig. We opened for them.
What's like?
How was it? Yeah, how was meeting heroes?
It's amazing. They're super sweet, like awesome people. Couldn't believe it.
So you would recommend meeting your heroes?
Sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I would say it's a...
We were lucky.
Yeah, I'd definitely say that it's a... I feel like it's like a pretty solid toss-up, usually in like the negative direction about meeting your heroes when you realize they're real people with their own, you know, different intricacies.
Their own issues.
Yeah, flaws and stuff.
That's going to name my autobiography, Heroes with Issues.
Oh, well, that's actually...
Clan of Zymox is perfect.
Heroes with Issues. All right, so why don't we get another song?
Let's rip another fat one.
Yeah, we'll get the...
What's the name of this one?
A Certain Person.
A Certain Person. Okay, so here we go. Light Asylum live here on Snacky Tunes.
We came in search of immortality. To be like God, to be like and here. More human. This is the end of our adventure. We'll be right back.
Woo. Woo. Amazing.
Yeah, sorry. That one was a little rough, you guys.
No.
I mean,
in the beginning,
you know,
all,
we say,
in the end, it was all right.
as we say the same thing about cooking. It's like, just don't
or life.
Yeah. Or life. Don't tell anybody until somebody says something.
Yeah. Until somebody says something, just be like, yep.
If you see something, say something.
Yeah. see something, so everything. Which of the songs you've played are going to be coming out on the new record next year?
Well, I think, you know, a certain person originally to us was like the single.
Right.
And then somehow, in this dark day and age, Dark Allies ended up stealing the light. So,
magic.
Magic. Magic. Again.
Dark magic.
Stealing the light. But so, yeah, I think we'll have to put a certain person on the full length. Kind of like, you know, TV on the radio and satellite, you know. It came out on the EP and then it came out on the full length once they dropped that.
They did. They just did an awesome set of Virgin Free Fest.
Cool, cool. We wanted to come, but we were playing a show ourselves that day with with Flying Lotus and Gang Gang Dance at Les Poisson Rouge. That was Thursday, right?
Yeah.
And it was an NYU students only
thing. We were there.
Thing.
We were there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're NYU students.
Yep.
Oh.
No.
What's up? Freshman class. Can't wait. 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
Can't wait to turn 21.
If anybody wants to get some wings on my dorm eating points.
I'm going to get a fake ID at Washington Square.
Oh, my God. We're going down to McDougal and 3rd to get my moods, and then we're getting Michigan IDs.
You know, that was the first time I'd ever seen Gang Gang Dance. I mean, heard that. Amazing.
Amazing.
Such a
really
good
family.
Really?
Love them.
And the guy, the positive vibes guy.
Yeah,
Taco.
They're totally
Taco.
Yeah. Taka.
Is that Taka. Is he a permanent part of the live
yes.
show?
Yes. That's what he does. He just spreads good vibes.
I mean, this is gonna say, but when we were young and into ska and saw the Mighty Mighty Boston, it's like the Ben Carr of the like freak.
The Ben
freak
Carr rock. The Ben Carr of the art world. That's a deep reference.
I was a more of a yeah. I was like a different kind of ska fan, I think.
Would you like a second wave?
No, the first wave, actually.
Who was in second? I feel like it went like right from like first to third, and like second wave was.
Wasn't second
wave was probably like Madness?
Or Madness. Like, it was the '80s.
What? There's first wave. I'm okay. Second wave.
First wave was like Scatolites, like them.
Yeah, yeah, like straight up from Jamaica.
From Jamaica, yeah. And the second straight wave up was like the English.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And that's where I was on the second wave.
You could put the Clash.
For sure,
I mean, I wouldn't put the Clash in there. But
they had influences.
They had influence
that was
the second wave.
So great then, about England, that they were like heavily influenced, like from the Slits, you know, and the Clash,
and then
Selector, all those bands.
Fast forward to third wave when I'm dancing up to Less Than Jake, getting fired on my toilet paper gun.
So what is Gang Gang Dance has like? They're not straight up ska influences, but they're heavily influenced by dub and stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
and they brought the dancers.
I mean, what is dubstep? Sixth wave? Right?
It's not a wave.
It's actually 18th dimension.
Oh, my God.
So you have the record coming out in spring. We're going to do it backwards because you told me backwards.
Okay.
November, you have the new single coming out?
Shallow Tears. We just re-recorded it and it sounds amazing.
Why the re-record?
You know, just to give the fans something new. And the first one is straight up a demo we recorded in a space as big as your radio space.
Yeah, loft.
Yeah.
Loft apartment.
Like, imagine your bathroom in...
The Boar's Head?
Bushwick.
Yeah.
Or the Boar's Head.
Right, and then you have that size. And then you have something special coming out in October.
October is the Mexican 100th release from the record label Mexican Summer, which is a...
By the way, shout out to Mexican Summer and to Jess for setting this up.
Yeah, thanks,
yes,
Jess.
Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, Mexican Summer.
I can't believe they've already had 100.
Woo!
Amazing.
Congratulations. That'll be out in October, and that's a split produced on both sides by Ford and Low Patton, formerly known as Games.
Yeah.
And, so one track with myself, truly, and then also a lovely lady from a band of the same name, Tamarin.
Amazing.
So comes out in October.
We're gonna get you to play one more song.
Okay.
We want to say thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having
to
us.
Light Asylum. Do you want to give us all the like the very special like where to find, where to email, where to follow?
Oh, cool. You can just if you have any inquiries about booking, you can go to our man Avery McTaggart at the Agency Group in the U.S. We're still looking for a European booking agent. If you just want to write us and tell us how much you love or hate us, you can write us at lightasylummusic@gmail.com.
Don't send hate mail.
Don't hate, though.
Come on.
Because we don't have time for it.
Honestly.
Really. Life is short and we don't have time for it. And we'll just, like, not even open it. No, kidding.
What if they what if they put the subject line, like, we love you, and you open it up, and it's
like,
that.
Fuck it. Fuck. I mean, oh, can I say, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's the internet.
You got 8 seconds to delete that. And then if you want to just, like, see a discog, once we, you know, you can go to MexicanSummer.com, and you can also go to Academy Records or Other Music to buy physical copies of our
I don't understand.
EP on vinyl. You don't understand?
Oh, okay, vinyl. Okay.
Who took the we photo have CDs on the with a really, EP cover?
Our friend Matthew Heiss shot that, and he's a really amazing fashion photographer, Matthew Heiss.
And the next show?
The next show is...
We're playing Swarthmore College.
Swarthmore College in Pittsburgh.
The Earthworms.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a... Yeah.
Earthworms.
How do you know that?
Because what's Earthworms? You rearrange the letters, Earthworms. That's their school.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Yeah. Wow. All right, well, thank you. And and if you have an apartment for Shannon, you can hit him up on Twitter at lightasylum. All right, so
and I don't want to pay that booking fee, whatever that crap is.
Yeah,
and I want to stay in Williamsburg because I've been here for 10 years, and I think I just deserve to be able to stay.
I would agree. What's the name of the last song you're playing?
End of Days.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for listening to Snacky Tunes. We have VHS or Beta DJing next week, and we'll be back with more episodes. Here we go with Light Asylum. Take it out.